Welcome back. On the 2nd of September last, young Yasuyuki Oseki set off from the studios here in Donnybrook in RTE in his bid to climb seven peaks, the seven highest peaks in Ireland, in 7 weeks. We have followed his progress along the way, and we spoke to him last. He still had two peaks to climb, Mount Errigal in County Donegal and Slieve Donard in County Down. Let's see how he's been getting on. Yas, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very well. Welcome back. You have done well, I gather.
I know, but it's so cold, you know, but I just got a cup of tea from local station man, you know, very kind of him, so it's a bit warm now, you know.
How did you get on with Mount Errigal?
Errigal, it's a bit, just mad story, but to make it short, you know, I got a friend in the local pub, Betty's pub in Dunlow, and his name is Brian. He used to be a national, you know, Irish surfer, and I asked him to join me, you know, so he actually climbed with me on the, with his surfboard, you know.
Okay, he's on the line as well. Brian, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Jerry.
A national Irish surfer with a surfboard on Mount Errigal, good man. So Yas had the bike on his back and you had your surfboard.
I had my surfboard and it looked kind of odd, all right, going up the mountain. Looked like a wing.
And how did the climb go?
It went great. It was a little misty and wet, but we went up, no bother.
How long did it take you?
We went up fairly quick. In about an hour, I suppose, we ascended.
Yas, did you enjoy it? Because, you know, it's a serious mountain. It's maybe not like Carantool, but it's a serious mountain.
It is, yeah. But look at boy one, my bike enjoyed because he finally found a friend. You know, the surfboard is the same color, you know, as look at boy one.
So the surfboard is the same color as your bike, so they became friends.
Yeah, so finally, you know, soulmate, you know. So it's kind of also for Brian, you know, it's a birth of the new sport called mountain surfing.
Mountain surfing. You didn't actually surf any part of the mountain, Brian. Please tell me you didn't.
Nah, it was a wee bit dry. It wasn't moist enough. It
wasn't moist enough. And what's at the top, guys? What's at the top of Mount Errigal?
Well, there used to be a plaque for a fella that passed on. And unfortunately, it wasn't there anymore. It seems to have disappeared.
Somebody stole it, obviously.
I don't know. Maybe it blew away.
Okay. After Errigal, then, it was on to Donard. Yeah, how did you get on there, Yas?
Yesterday, you know, and I got a friend in Donegal, not Donegal, so Dunlow again, called Eddie, and he also came all the way down to Newcastle yesterday. And we walked together, and also the local man, Roger. He's actually country manager of Low Alpine, who actually...
Roger Warnock, who also joins us on the line. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good. Well, do you have a surfboard or a tricycle or a submarine, or what did you bring up the next
Unfortunately, I didn't have anything as exciting as that. I just had a mad black Labrador with me. If I'd known, I would have brought something with me.
Well, a mad black Labrador will do. That'll do fine. How did the climb go, Roger?
It was great, yeah. It was just really, really wet. You know, I've led a lot of people up Donard, but a Japanese guy with a bike strapped to his back was a first for me anyway. So, but he did well because the weather was pretty bad.
Now, Errigal's 2,796 feet high. Donard is 852 metres. So they're kind of in or around the same height, give or take 200 or 300 feet, I suppose.
Yep.
What's the difference? Is Donard a steeper climb?
It can be in certain bits. It's more just a longer walk in, really, up a sort of river and then up a steep bit up to the summit.
I gather the difference was, though, that it was absolutely hailing down.
Yeah, it was. In fact, you couldn't see anybody from about, the visibility was down to about 20 feet, so it was tricky enough.
And Yas, was it useful to Roger along with you?
Yeah, I love you guys because, you know, he had been this Kilimanjaro, all this stuff, so I was very confident, you know, what I was doing. And he was last mountain anyway for me. So, you know, down, and it's lovely, you know, just for cycling down now, you know.
Were you able to use the bike on Donard?
Sorry?
Were you able to use the bike? Were you able to?
As a stick, you know, I always use a stick, you know, when I go down, you know.
Very thought of it. Okay, so that brings to a close your challenge to climb the seven peaks, seven highest peaks in Ireland in or around 7 weeks.
Yeah.
You hoped not only to have a bit of fun and to meet some new people, and you've met plenty of them, two of them here with us this morning, but also to raise awareness for Christina Noble's charity. Of course, she's opened another home in Vietnam since you started your climb, and in fact the Taoiseach was there to be part of the celebrations the other day for that. You hope to raise some money for Christina Noble's Children's Foundation. Allied Irish Banks have all the details, so go into any Allied Irish Banks if you're making a contribution, and you can give money as part of Yaz's journey and part of his challenge to the Christina Noble Children's Foundation. Also, you can follow Yaz's journey and get updates on the trip by logging on to www.yazsan.net. Well, what's next, Yaz?
Actually, I'm going down to Newry now for doing some book signing for my book, you know, Against the Wind. And tomorrow I'm heading down to Balbriggan because there's Bridgestone head office, you know.
Yep.
So I hope I get some crack over there. You know, maybe I sleep on the tire.
Have a couple of pints, sign a few books, and then have a rest. Roger and Brian, thank you both very much for being in this company and joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
And
thanks,
Yaz, thanks, Jerry. Again, I say congratulations, another wonderful achievement.
Hey, okay. Jerry, may I ask a request of you?
Of course.
It's a new company here, that's the reason I went up with Yaz as well. It's IrishSurfingCompany.com.
Okay.
So we're starting that, and it's hopefully to be successful enough to sponsor the Irish team and what have you.
Okay, so the Irish Surfing Company, is that all one word, Irish Surfing Company?
It is, yes.
IrishSurfingCompany.com, take a look, and who knows, we may even have an Irish surfing team. All right, Yaz, well done, congratulations, good luck, and goodbye, gentlemen.
All right,
thank you.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
There you go, that's good old Yaz. Well, he's done a lot more than most of us, certainly done more than I've done. This is the guy who first came to our attention when he decided to push down for Ireland, in his own words, when his English was even less complex than it is today. He cycled all the way from Osaka in Japan, across the Gobi Desert, across the Russian steppes, across continental Europe, then across the UK, and eventually across the Irish Sea to Ireland. Fantastic achievement. And then he came to live amongst us in Termonfeckin, and more recently, with the help of his continuing sponsors, he published his book detailing his trip across the world on his bike from Osaka to Dublin, called Against the Wind. It's a great read. I can heartily recommend it. And then more recently, Wanderlust again, he found on his pillow, and was back up on that bike with the help of Bridgestone, who've been tireless supporters of a guy whose ambitions not everybody would understand in the commercial world. And he decided to climb the seven peaks of Ireland, the seven highest peaks in this country. He did so in 7 weeks. And congratulations, and hopefully raised a few bob for Christina Noble's Children's Foundation in the process. Well done, Yaz. Music.